Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
All right, here we go. Second date update. Neil, let's get right to it. Tell us about your first date with Maya.
Well, I felt like it went pretty well. I mean, well enough that she ended up coming back to my place.
All right, and then what?
I mean, we hung out on the couch. We watched a movie after dinner.
Seems positive.
But there's obviously a but, Neil.
I haven't heard from her since. Like, I messaged her a couple times, and she just kind of ghosted me.
Okay, so it sounds like obviously dinner went great. If she agreed to come back to your house, she's feeling comfortable, she likes you, she obviously wants to keep the night going.
Is your house clean?
It's a fair question. I'm a dude. I understand you got to ask. Yeah, I try to keep up the cleaning. Yeah.
Okay, you maybe have a weird roommate that might have creeped her out.
I used to have like a number of roommates and they were all pretty weird, but I got a promotion a little while back, and so I've had my own apartment now for a while.
All right, you're living alone, your place looks great.
Yeah,
it's clean.
Were you able to offer her some, you know, some food and beverage, some snacks or something?
Man, what do you guys think? I was raised by like monkeys or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I had wine,
right.
I had cheese and
okay.
Listen,
we're not the ones that can't get Maya to call us back.
Yeah,
it's
right,
you. So there's got to be a reason. So just, we have to ask these questions. And I'm not angry. I'm just saying, like, dude, like.
Believe me, when I was single living by myself, man, like, I didn't have any of these. It was
right.
Dirty as crap.
You passed the checklist. You're knocking it out of the park, obviously. So if you can't think of anything, you know what we're going to do? We're going to call Maya, hopefully get answers why. But she's got to answer. She's got to agree to come on our show. And then we'll figure out what's happening, okay?
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to scare you. Listen, I'm sorry. Just get excited.
He doesn't want to be a part of it anymore.
I'm very passionate about this.
All right, let's just call.
Hello.
Good morning. Is this Maya?
Sure is. Who's calling?
Hi, Maya. Please don't hang up, and good morning. This is not a sales call or a spam call, robocall, anything like that. It's actually Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment called Second Date Update, first of all. So when we call people who are not getting back to someone for a second date, for whatever reason, you went out with a gentleman about a little over a week ago, a weekend before last, a gentleman named Neil. Do you remember Neil?
Wow. I remember Neil and Toasty.
And Toasty?
Yeah.
Okay, who's...
Exactly.
Okay, you remember Neil. Who's Toasty?
Look, we went out to dinner. It was really fun. And we said, you know, let's keep the date going. So we went back to his place and we were going to watch a movie. So we got settled in on his couch and he pulls out a weighted blanket. And
cool.
I was like, cool. Yeah, they're the best, right?
Yeah.
So the thing is, he had a nickname for the blanket. He goes, Toasty will keep us nice and cozy.
Toasty's the what he calls his blanket. He calls it like it's a person or a pet or something.
Oh yeah, I thought it was the brand name or something, you know. But no, he had a whole backstory for the blanket and how he got it after a breakup, and that the blanket that she is like a nonstop hug, and it.
Maya,
you know,
you're making a big deal out of nothing, Maya.
Oh, a big deal to me.
Okay, yeah, Maya, you can. Neil's been listening
on the line,
in, Maya.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought we had told you that, but obviously not. Neil, what do you want to say about Toasty?
Well, yeah. Hi. I was just joking. I'd of course way rather have a hug from you.
Hey, listen, I get it. Like, I had a blanket. I was really attached to it when I was three.
Cool.
But I just, it was just a little, Neil, you're a great guy, and one day you'll meet a girl who'll think it's absolutely adorbs, and that'll be a wonderful match, and it just was a little too much.
Okay, I've got too many questions. Maya, how many times did he refer to the weighted blanket as Toasty?
Personified.
Obviously, it was more than once.
Oh, yeah, it was more than once. Like, when he had to get up to, like, get us more wine, he was like, let me move her over here. Like, it
was... Wait, was he, like, talking to it like it was alive?
So there were three of you on the date.
Yeah. It was like it was like a pet, like you said, you know, which was intuitive. It was actually like a puppy.
Neil.
Listen, it's totally a joke. Like, I mean, I'm just kidding around all the time, and I thought it was a silly joke.
Okay, so your take is that Maya's taking this way too far, taking it too seriously.
I mean, I think so, but...
Didn't get your humor.
So
I don't know, Neil, maybe just like ease up on the, it also went into like the X and the thing, and it was like starting to get red flaggy for me. I think like if it was a joke, maybe just refer to it quickly and be done. But, you know, you're a great guy.
The weighted blanket weighed down the date is what you're saying.
Wow, that's exactly what happened.
So are you saying then, Maya, because of this, because he, as PT said, personified the blanket and talked to the blanket like it was a living, breathing organism.
That's too much for you?
You don't want to see him again.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no or no? Yeah, I want to see
him. It's a no for me. I'm all set on that.
What if Neil just goes back and says, hey, like he said it was a joke.
It was weird,
just don't
though.
Believe it?
No. Yeah. I don't believe it was a joke, and that's fine. He should be true to himself, you know? I'm just going to pass on this one.
Neil, I'll tell you this. You want to find somebody, and Maya, this is no reflection on you. You want to find someone that's got...
That can appreciate that kind of
humor. Can have a few laughs and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. It's just nice to know, I guess. Don't you guys have a blanket? I know you guys
no,
have a blanket.
No, not really. Not like not one I've named.
Yeah.
So, well, Maya, I can tell, like, you just
thanks
don't
for
want
to. Taking the time,
you guys
Maya.
Made
sure.
my day. Yeah. Yeah, well. Guys made my day.
Okay. Well, good.
So funny.
We're here to help. So, Maya, any last-minute instructions for Neil?
I just was just saying, like, hey, have you ever had a weighted blanket? I refer to it as
be normal.
And that's it. Okay. And that's done. Yeah. That's all. But it really felt like there was someone else with us, you know? And I was almost afraid of, like, accidentally spilling something on Toasty and how he would react.
And when do you bring that third person into the relationship?
I think that's the second. That's probably
about.
For third date update.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Thank you so much,
Maya. Have a great day. Neil.
Best of luck, Neil.
Yeah, good luck out there. Bye, Toasty. Yeah.
Thanks, Toasty.
Good night,
thanks for being here.
Bye, Toasty.
Wake up with a smile and everything country. Thunder and PT on 102.9 The Wolf.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.